accused Texas serial killer given green card after overstaying visa. By John Binder on May 28, 2019. A foreign national charged with murdering 12 elderly women overstayed his visa and was never deported but managed to obtain a green card and legal immigration status. As Breitbart News reported, 46-year-old Billy Kemmermeer, born in Kenya, had been living in Dallas, Texas when he was originally charged in March 2018 with murdering 81-year-old Lou T. Harris. This month, however, Kemmermeer was charged with murdering 11 other elderly women, all between the ages of 76 to 94 years old. The Kenyan national worked as a home health care worker and was a home aide to many of the women. Breitbart News exclusively reported that Kemmermeer first arrived in the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. Though Kemmermeer was supposed to only temporarily be in the U.S., he overstayed his visa and became an illegal alien who was eligible for deportation. Rather than being deported, Kemmermeer was able to use the nation's legal immigration system, allowing him to obtain a green card after marrying an American citizen. In November 2007, Kemmermeer was approved for a green card and obtained legal permanent resident status. A law enforcement source also said the accused serial killer has a criminal record, including convictions for drunk driving, trespassing, assault, and obstructing a police officer. Kemmermeer is formally charged with a string of murders of elderly women across the region, but police have said that there could be more victims. Currently, investigators are looking into about 750 deaths of elderly women in the area. Kemmermeer has remained in custody since last year on a $1 million bond. As of March, there were more than 415,000 illegal aliens in the U.S. who had overstayed their visas. This includes more than 300,000 illegal aliens who arrived in the U.S. from countries that are not part of the visa waiver program, which allows certain nationals to come to the country for up to 90 days without obtaining a visa. In total, 20 foreign countries have visa overstay rates that exceed 10%. About 40% of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the country came legally and overstayed their visas, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder. Correction, this story and headline were updated to reflect that Kemmermeer entered the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. His immigration status became illegal when his visa expired. However, in 2007, the federal government issued him a green card after he married a U.S. citizen.